affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
0-1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heeter and Carter Hill.
Well, the vibes are immaculate here high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark because the Salem Red Sox are on the air. Welcome in, everybody, to our broadcast position here in Salem. Giovanni Heeter joined alongside Carter Hill with you as we get you set for game number 2 out of 6 between the visiting Augusta Green Jackets and your Salem Red Sox. The Sox come in with a 1-0 lead in this series, walk-off fashion on a Tuesday once again yesterday, and it was an exciting ball game all the way throughout. A true pitcher's duel that saw the Red Sox go up early 1-0 in the first inning of play. Nobody scored in the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. Finally, Augusta equalized the ball game in the eighth, and the Red Sox were able to score one more to walk things off in the 9th inning. It was an exciting Tuesday that saw camp day and saw a good crowd of kids on hand here for an 11:05 a.m. first pitch. And we get set and ready to roll for game number 2 of this 6-game set as we dwindle down in the first half of the 2024 minor league season. Augusta comes in holding a 26-37 record. They're 13 games back in the Carolina League South. The Salem Red Sox, 33-31. They are 6.5 games back in the Carolina League North. The Carolina Mudcats lead everybody with a 39-24 record. And on the other side in the South, Kannapolis leads everybody with a 39-24 record as well. Carter, good to see you, my friend.
Good
ready
to
for
see
game
you
number
too.
2 out of 6.
At 7 o'clock, too, which
yeah.
is a little bit better for us than 11 a.m. But, no, it was a great day yesterday. Camp day here at the ballpark, and, you know, you alluded to it. That was a really nice tone setter. You got a 12-game
yes.
homestand here in Salem. To win that one on game number 1 was pretty crucial, and to do it in the way that you did it, it was a pretty sleepy game here in Salem, and we can talk about Antonio Anderson's walk-off single all you want to, but I think the storyline in that game was Elmer Rodriguez Cruz on the bump, the 20th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. 5 innings of scoreless baseball, 2 hits, a walk, 4 strikeouts, and has lowered his season ERA down to 2.74. He is yet to allow an earned run in his last 3 starts. So to see what ERC has done on the bump for Salem recently has been so fun to watch. And then we talk about Antonio Anderson, but Brooks Brannon does what he did yesterday, a 3-for-4 day, and not in the lineup tonight, but to do what he did yesterday, continuing some momentum since his return from the IL, and then Andy Lugo also a 2-for-3 day with Freilyn Encarnacion also recording 2 base knocks as well. So all around, great start to the homestand for Salem. And, you know, this is a Green Jackets team that you feel like you should take care of at home in the 6-game set. The Red Sox have won back-to-back series and pretty good opportunity to make it 3 in a row here. And you alluded to this, and I want to mention this. We only have 2 more games into the end of the first half. You touched on this momentarily. If you can find a way, and I saw that Liam Carroll alluded to this talking to the Roanoke Times yesterday. He sees every 6-game series like 2 separate 3-game sets.
Sure.
Well, this week is pretty much more so apparent than that ever is, really, because you have the end of the first half coming up on Friday. You got 2 more games in the first half. A win today guarantees an above 500 finish in the first half, and then you got another essentially 3-game set before you return home for 6 more against the Frednats. So all around, to your point, the vibes are good and feeling good here with the Salem Red Sox.
Sun is shining, just a couple of clouds in the sky. It's a hot, and I mean hot week here in Southwest Virginia, especially here in Salem. We're expecting weekend temperatures up into the 90s, about 85 degrees today as we get you set and ready for first pitch between the Augusta Green Jackets and your Salem Red Sox. Carter, we're advertising it as such, right? Two separate three-game sets.
Sure.
How important is it, though? Sure, you get to wipe the slate clean on Friday, restart 0-0. But this team has built a lot of momentum the last couple of weeks. How important is it to close out strong these final two games, not even necessarily in desperate need to win both of them, but play some of your best baseball, play good, consistent baseball, just have you feeling good going into Friday to set the table?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, again, you got a 12-game homestand, and the Red Sox for the entire month of June have been playing fairly high-level baseball. You win two series in a row, and you come back home and against a Green Jackets team that has been at the bottom of the Carolina League North. The Red Sox had been a team that had kind of fallen out of contention to win the first half crown, but as soon as they did that, it's kind of like they, you know, they said, hey, let's just play some baseball, and that's exactly what they've done. And by doing so, with the talent that they currently have here in Salem, despite Miguel Blaise going up, despite Jocelyn Garcia going up, despite Blake Wehunt going up, they still have a nice core down here at the single-A level, and they have continued to win at a fairly high level. So if you can move that into the second half of play like you've done towards the back half of the first half, there's no reason you can take the second half by storm and make a postseason push by the time September rolls around. So I think if you're the Red Sox, though, although you would figure there would be a fairly different group here towards the back half, if you can set yourself up for a nice little start to July on the road, and really end of June into July, I should say, you're going to set yourself up in a pretty good position for September and beyond.
Well, it's game number two out of 12 consecutive home games, the longest homestand of the season here in Salem that we're set and ready for. Carter, you ready for 12 baseball games in 13 days, my friend?
It's fun. That's baseball for you. That's baseball. Yeah. So interesting. Start with the 11 a.m. game, and then you got back to the normal schedule today, and then typical Sunday afternooners, and the next thing you know, you got 12 and 13 days, and then you're on the road for 19 days, including the All-Star break.
Crazy.
So, it's how it rolls sometimes in minor league baseball.
What are your off-week plans for the All-Star break?
Oh,
a couple of days.
What do you think? What
I'm
going
to guess my man's going to the beach.
I am going to the beach, yes.
There you go.
Going to the beach.
Are you going to Emerald Isle, or are you going to Kitty Hawk?
I'm going to Emerald Isle.
Okay.
For about a week and a half. I'm going to see the Red Sox actually play in Kinston when they're down
okay.
there, because they're playing the Down East Wood Ducks down there. So I'm going to see them down there. I'm currently trying to maybe see if I can actually squeeze up to Boston for the A's series in the middle of July, potentially, while you're up there in that area. So
okay.
maybe we'll have to make something happen. But yeah, no, we'll be down at Emerald Isle for a couple weeks, and then maybe sneak up to Boston before getting back down here to Salem.
Well, if you do that, obviously let me know. I'm looking, kind of targeting, because I'm also going to head up to the beach. The beach I'm heading to is on the Atlantic Ocean, though, up in...
Well, they're both on the Atlantic Ocean.
Well,
but
true. This is true. The northern part, actually, truly the Long Island Sound.
The Long Island Sound,
is
yeah,
where
yeah.
I'll be heading, off the coast of Connecticut.
Yep.
Going to check out the beach there for about a week, then go home to Syracuse, and going to have to check out some AAA baseball, see the Syracuse Mets play.
Okay.
But while we're in Connecticut, I think we might venture, totally different vibe than the beach, and take the train into the city and go see Red Sox-Yankees at Yankee Stadium
okay.
in the Bronx. Now tickets, believe it or not, are not insane. It's actually more the trouble of getting into New York City is never a fun adventure,
sure.
necessarily. So we're kind of debating, like, do we really want to escape the beach and make a day out of it?
And on top of that, to go to New York City, it's not just the ticket price. You're paying for either the subway or an Uber into the city or the train into the city. Like, there's certainly more so a price than just the $65 flat rate that you can find on SeatGeek or StubHub or wherever it might be.
You know,
or MLB.com, the official ticket market of Major League Baseball, I should say.
It's funny, my dad wouldn't even be going to the game, right? But my dad was like, you work for the Red Sox. You don't think that you could talk to anybody there and get some tickets? I was like, Red Sox, Yankees were single A, and I was like, I guess I could float it around.
At
but
Yankee
I don't think
Stadium?
That's how that
yeah.
works. Nevertheless.
It'll be a fun couple weeks, though. And then the All-Star break, though there will be no single A baseball, that is, I still think, one of the best weeks of baseball in the regular, for a baseball fan, I should say, in the regular season. Home Run Derby, All-Star Game, I still think it's one of the top events in professional sports.
Tyler O'Neill going to the Home Run Derby?
He should.
He should.
He should.
Jarren Duran getting voted to the All-Star?
Potentially.
We'll unpack everything going on up at the top of the organization throughout tonight, because I'll tell you what, sure, the Salem Sox are hot, don't get me wrong, but the Bo Sox up at the top of the organization, the Boston Red Sox, the father company, what really matters at the top when it's all said and done, they're playing some great baseball as of late. Winners of four consecutive. They've now locked up three consecutive series in a row, two of which came against arguably the two best teams in baseball.
Yeah.
In the Phillies, Yankees, and I think you could throw the Dodgers into that conversation as being one of the most successful thus far in 2024 franchises in Major League Baseball. But we're down here in Salem getting you set up for the Down East Wood Ducks. Wow, that was last week. The Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. It's game two out of six. We step aside. Back in 2 minutes, our pregame coverage rolls on from Salem. You're tuned in, as always, all season long right here on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Our pregame coverage rolls on high above Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB.com, the MILB app, MILB TV, or if you happen to be tuned in on Bally Live as well. The Augusta Green Jackets in town. Game number two out of a six-game set, but really, with the first half coming to a close after the conclusion of Thursday night's ball game, and the second half starting on Friday evening, it's almost like back-to-back three-game sets between Augusta and Salem. The Red Sox with a 1-0 advantage thus far this week after a walk-off win last night. And you just take a look back. Antonio Anderson, the 18-year-old out of Atlanta, what a day for him. Goes 2-for-4 with a walk, but none bigger than his RBI single in the ninth inning to hit home Andy Lugo to win the ball game.
Yeah, and that was big time. Again, it starts the momentum off on the right foot for the week. And, you know, first pitch, came up there swinging, kind of fisted him on the inside corner, broke his bat right into two, and then landed out in left center field. Wins the game for the Red Sox, and it continues to show why Antonio Anderson has kind of really turned a corner at the single-A level as of late. Went yard twice last week in the series victory over the Woodpeckers, and to see what he's done so far in this series to start off, we mentioned the walk-off single, and then also had another base hit yesterday, a single back in the first. It was the first base hit of the ball game. So to see what Double A, if you will, is doing right now at the Single A level has been fun to see, and excited to see what he does here the rest of the series.
Well, with that, it's time for tonight's starting lineup, brought to you by Carilion Clinic. First for the visiting Augusta Green Jackets. Carter, take it away.
Well, here is the starting nine for the Augusta Green Jackets, who come in at 26-37 overall. The Single A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves, and it is penciled in by first-year manager Winston Sawyer. Leading off is the center fielder Isaiah Drake, the former high school teammate of Antonio Anderson. Fifth-round pick for Atlanta a season ago in 2023. He is the 22nd best prospect in the Braves organization. Luis Sanchez gets the start at third, bats in the two-hole. And in the three-hole, it's the first baseman, Will Verdung. So 1-2-3, Drake, Sanchez, and Verdung. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman, Laker Figueroa. He slides over from short to second today after Luis Sanchez got the start at second yesterday. Gets the start in the four holes today. Harry Owen makes his series debut behind the plate, batting fifth, and Robert Gonzalez is the right fielder and will bat sixth. So it goes 4-5-6, Figueroa, Owen, and Gonzalez. A lot of new names today. Noah Williams, actually 7-8-9, all new names here in this series. Noah Williams is the designated hitter and will bat seventh. And Pierre Olive Boucher will get the start in left field in the 8-hole for the Augusta Green Jackets. Rounding out the starting nine in the 9-hole, playing shortstop, it is Joe Alaski. So 7-8-9, Williams, Olive Boucher, and Alaski. And on the bump for the Green Jackets is the right-hander Didier Fuentes. He comes in with a 1-3 record. This is appearance number 11, start number 10. Even 3 ERA, comes in with 39 innings pitched, rather. 47 strikeouts to just 13 walks. So, strong pitching matchup here this evening between Fuentes and Luis Cohen. So, that was the starting nine for the Augusta Green Jackets, who will try and even up this six-game set here tonight.
On the other side, starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox, penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. Top of the order, the designated hitter tonight, 19-year-old out of St. Louis, second-round pick and eighth-best prospect in the Red Sox organization, none other than Nizan Zanatello. Antonio Anderson plays short tonight, and he bats second, the 18th-best prospect in the Sox organization. He's followed up in the three-hole by the center fielder Nelly Taylor Jr. Fraley Encarnacion plays in the hot corner at third. He bats cleanup this evening, followed up by Marvin Alcantara, the second baseman, batting fifth, and Nathaniel Uten, the left fielder, batting sixth. Andy Lugo plays at first base this evening, and he bats seventh, followed up in the eighth spot by Daniel McCalvany, featured in your battery behind the dish, and Stanley Tucker is the right fielder, batting ninth. One more time through the order for the Salem Sox. It goes Zanatello, Anderson, Taylor Jr., Encarnacion, Alcantara, Uten, Lugo, McCalvany, and Tucker. Luis Cohen, the starting pitcher on the hill tonight, the 21-year-old right-handed pitcher out of Ducasis in Venezuela. A 3-4 win-loss record, owns a .440 earned run average. He's pitched in 11 games. Every single one of them has been a start in 2024. 47 total innings, 37 strikeouts on the year, and you contrast that to just 13 walks. He's been pretty lights out, Carter.
He has been pretty lights out, and you just mentioned his numbers a minute ago, and this is somebody like ERC yesterday. This Augusta team has seen this season, and Luis Cohen is somebody who, still a young guy, just turned 21 a couple weeks ago, actually on a start day against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Here's what he did against Augusta back on May 14th down in North Augusta, South Carolina. That was a good day. 5 innings of scoreless baseball, 3 hits, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. So, hey, if he can replicate that performance here tonight against the Red Sox, or against the Green Jackets, rather, it's going to be a good night for the Red Sox here for the second consecutive evening. So, excited to see what Salem can do here tonight. And hey, I'll tell you what, you talk about the momentum gained yesterday. If you can win on back-to-back evenings and back-to-back games to start this 12-game homestand, you have got to feel like you're ready to roll, if you will, the rest of this series and the rest of the homestand as you start to embark on the second half. So I'm excited for sure.
What could a win here tonight mean for the Sox as far as positive momentum heading into just one game left in the first half?
Well, also, too, overarching theme. If you win tonight, you finish above 500 in the first half, which did not happen in either half last year in 2023. And the Red Sox, they started 5-9 on the season and have really only spent, I believe, I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it's only been 5 days above 500 so far this season. So to finish above 500 in the first half, I think is quite an accomplishment for Liam Carroll's group. And I think it shows that this group is developing like they should, and that should excite Boston Red Sox fans, because that's what you want to see out of quite a core group down here in Southwest Virginia.
Carter, it's so hard to contrast year to year, right, because the lineups look incredibly different, and it's not always about the wins and losses, but just a little bit of food for thought. In the first half a season ago, this team finished fifth in the Carolina League North with a 30-33 record. That was three games south of 500. And then in the second half, things got just a little bit worse, right? 25-39 was the second half record. They finished sixth in the Carolina League North. You're seeing some improvement here. I mean, you're looking at a team that if they're playing like this in the second half, could seriously be in contention for the top of the North Division.
Oh, absolutely, because considering you look at the standings overall, you would think the Mudcats are going to lose a lot off of this team.
Yeah.
In the second half, because they really actually have not lost a ton yet. They have lost Tayden Hall, who has gone up to High A, Wisconsin, but for the most part, their core group is still in Zebulon. Lynchburg, Angel Hanau has gotten promoted. A couple other guys have gotten promoted. But you still have three of Cleveland's top eight prospects playing in Lynchburg. I can't imagine that's going to be sustained in the second half either, because all those guys, Rafi Velasquez, Jason Chirillo, and Alex Clemmy, have been pitching well in his case scenario. So you would think that all those guys who head up to Lake County that, by the way, just won the first half in High A. So if they do that, you would think the Hillcats are going to free up a little bit, the Mudcats will, and who knows with the way the Nationals draft, what the Frednats are going to look like. But I feel like the Salem Red Sox are going to be as well equipped as any to make a run in the second half of play the Carolina League North.
I want to save a little bit of it for later on in the ballgame, but just something to think about. Miguel Blaise went up.
Yep.
Jostein Singh-Garcia went up. A handful of pitching prospects went up. That kind of might be it for a little bit, right? This might be what you get for the majority of the second half, at least until the draft picks start to wean their way in when you're talking about the later months of August and September.
Yep.
Like, this is the core for what looks like the foreseeable future. And then, hey, let's maybe in a month add a guy like Yoelen Cespedes the FCL.
Yep.
Now, we don't know anything, but that's kind of what's on the horizon. And it just looks like this team could be geared up to win a lot of games in the second half of action. We step aside. First pitch is upon us when we return back in 2 minutes. It's the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox on MILB TV. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Final notes of the beautiful national anthem, sang by Tanya Ballard this evening on a fantastic Wednesday night for baseball here in Salem. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill as we get you set for the Augusta Green Jackets of the Salem Red Sox. Game two out of six this week, and game number two out of three to close the first half of 2024. Ready to take us through the first three innings on the play-by-play duties, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. A little bit of a delayed national anthem after we take a moment of silence to recognize the life of the late, great Willie Mays, who passed away yesterday at the age of 93. Quite a baseball icon has passed away. So we'll get to him a little bit later in the broadcast, but a very nice moment here at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
Say hey, kid.
Yes, yes.
Few better.
One of the best defensive center fielders in the history of baseball. Well, it is a gorgeous night for baseball here in Salem, Virginia. Game two of the six-game set between the Augusta Green Jackets, the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves, and your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. And Liam Carroll, second-year manager, will turn to the right-hander, Luis Cohen, making start number 12 of the season. And he's been pretty good. 3-4 with a 4.40 ERA. 47 innings pitched, 37 strikeouts to just overall. You look at things, what he's done so far this year, just 13 walks. It's been a great season for Luis Cohen on the bump. For Augusta, they come in at 26-37 on the year. The Red Sox come in at 33-31 on the season. A victory for Salem? Well, they've clinched an above 500 record in the first half of play as we hit the final notes of the first half of play, the 2024 season in the Carolina League. 1-2-3 to start us off. Isaiah Drake, Luis Sanchez, and Wilbur Dung. Here's Drake, who digs in from the left side. Cohen's ready. Drake is ready. And after the long look-in, let's do it here in Salem as he winds and fires, and it's swung on and fisted down the third baseline fair, and it rolls into the corner for a base hit. Drake on first will cruise to second, and he'll stand up with a leadoff double here in the first. It gets away, dancing for third, and losing the ball is Lugo. And goodness gracious, a double, and likely an E7, and he's on third base after the first pitch.
Well, that'll wake you up.
Yes.
If you're the Salem Sox here after a sleepy game yesterday, starting at 11 a.m. And, well, I'll tell you what, I thought they would have had him at third if Alcantara could have played that cleanly. And he bobbled it. Rough start here. Puts a runner 90 feet away to get things going.
Well, just like that, here's Luis Sanchez. To your point, a pitch in. A runner is 90 feet away from making this a 1-0 ball game. First pitch from the stretch, winds and fires. Breaking ball in there for a strike inside quarter. Count is 0-1. I know. After a sleepy one yesterday, he got a single, or a double rather, down the third baseline to lead us off. Augusta didn't even threaten to score until the eighth yesterday.
No.
But that's baseball. A one. Swing. Gonna miss. 0-2. Drake, Sanchez, and Verdun. Figueroa, Owen, Gonzalez, Williams, Levin, Boucher, and Alaski in the starting nine for the Augusta Green Jackets. Info plays in. Here's the 0-2. He swings, pops it up down the first baseline. Andy Lugo in foul ground gives it a look and will watch it go foul. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox, left to right in the infield. Fraley Encarnacion's at third. Antonio Anderson plays short. Marvin Alcantara plays in the four hole at second. Andy Lugo's down at first. Down to Yotin in right, or in left rather. Nelly Taylor is in center. And Stanley Tucker is out in right. Daniel McAlbany behind the plate. Luis Cohen is on the bump. 0-2, he swings, grounds it left side. On the back end, Anderson looks to third. Throw to first is well in time for out number one.
It's a nice play by Antonio. Has that internal clock to diagnose, like, hey, I got a second to give it a little pump fake over to third, make sure the runner stays put. Put it on the dart over to first well in time. Sharp play by the 18-year-old.
All right. Pays off playing the infield in, and here's Will Verdung. First baseman for the Augusta Green Jackets. Comes in at 227 on the season. Homer and 17 ribbies. First pitch. This is low and inside on the fastball. And the count is 1-0. Gustavo Garzo is the home plate umpire today, calling balls and strikes. In the field, Derek Pacheco. This two-man Carolina League crew. First time here in Salem this season. 1-0. He swings, bounces up the middle. This will get through for a base hit. And we'll score a run.
Oh,
ribby knock off the bat of Verdung, and it's 1-0 here in the first.
That's the trouble of playing infield in, right?
Yeah.
Give that up the middle, and almost certainly an out if you're not playing infield tight like that, but didn't really have much of a choice, and it's 1-0 ball game.
Brings up Laker Figueroa now, the second baseman. 1-4 for Augusta today. They were all in the starting nine yesterday. 5-9, it's their introduction to the series. Currently have 17 position players on the roster. First pitch, breaking ball misses low and inside, and the count starts at a ball and no strikes.
Yeah, they mix it up a little bit more than just about anybody in the Carolina League that the Red Sox have faced so far this year.
One ball, no strikes, one down. Off of first is Verdung, and the throw to first is slash tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Augusta Green Jackets on top of the Salem Red Sox as it goes 1-2-3 in the Sox order. Designs Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Nellie Taylor Jr. First pitch to Nizan, kicks and deals. He takes it high and inside on the fastball, and the count starts at 1-0. Tonight's designated hitter, Nizan Zanatello, the eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, as the 1-0 is taken for a strike outside corner, 1-1. Red Sox organization, if you will. Caught me in between the pitch.
Happens.
Second round pick a season ago, 1-1. Breaking ball trails low and away. Moves the count to 2-1. And yesterday, a little bit of a tough day for Nizan. 2-1, swing and a miss, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The day for him, the 19-year-old out of St. Louis. 0-5 with 4 strikeouts. But what an opportunity today. 2-2, and there's strike 3 outside corner. Frozen with the fastball high and away. 1-1 down, and here's Antonio Anderson.
Before everybody freaks out, I just want to kind of reiterate what I said yesterday, where a lot of the times when you see a guy, especially that young, start to go through a slump, it's something with his mechanics that they're actually adjusting.
Antonio Anderson sees one high and outside. Count starts at 1-0.
And it's going to take some time, right? It throws him off his kilter. It takes him out of his groove.
1-0. He swings, lifts into left center. Moving in is Drake. He's there and makes the catch head high for out number 2.
But in the long run, it's going to help him overall. Saw it last year with Roman Anthony. Seen it with a handful of guys. And I just the way that Nizan is handling it, one, is so mature. But two, I think that's exactly what's going on, right? They're fixing something with his swing, with his mechanics, and it's just going to take some time for it to feel natural to him. It feels foreign at the moment.
2-up, 2-down for the right-hander Fuentes. Here's Nellie Taylor, and he sees a first-pitch fastball for a strike on the outer half. 0-1. Nellie tonight starting center fielder. 0-1. There's a strike outer half again. We talk about ERC working quick. The right-hander Fuentes is winding and firing. 13 seconds on the timer. Here we go. And he misses high and away. Moves the count to 1-2. 2:35 for Nelly Taylor as he calls timeout. Two homers and 28 ribbies. 11th round draft pick by the Red Sox a season ago in 2023 out of Clearwater, Florida. 1-2. And there's strike three inside corner. Rung him up on a slider low and in. Two strikeouts in the first for the right-hander Fuentes. And to the second we go in Salem, 1-0. The Green Jackets on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Green Jackets on top of the Salem Red Sox in game two of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Hader, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. Well, Harry Owen is going to dig back in from the right side to start off the frame. He was up at the dish last frame when Will Verdung was gunned down at second by Daniel McKelvey. So a fresh count for Owen as it goes 5-6-7 in the order. First pitch from Luis Cohen, and he winds and fires. And there's a strike in or half on the fastball. Count starts at 0-1. First pitch strikes have been all the money today. Knock on wood for Cohen and the righty Fuentes, who opposes him on the other side. 0-1, he swings, pops it up foul, down the right field line. Quickly 0-2. And an absolutely spectacular evening for baseball here in Southwest Virginia. A little bit toasty, but very manageable here in Salem. 0-2, low and inside it goes, 1-2. I think later in the week, Friday, Saturday, we're expecting temperatures around 95 or so, right around game time.
Woof.
1-2, breaking ball low and outside, evens up the count at 2-2. So Harry Owen, former 9 drafted free agent back in 2022 and from just outside of Sacramento, California. A JUCO guy, if you will, now playing in the Braves organization. 2-2, misses high and in. Count runs full. The Green Jackets got a run in kind of a weird way, if you will, back in the first. Isaiah Drake, leadoff double. Advanced to third on an E7. 3-2, misses high and away. And there's ball four. Leadoff walk, and here is Robert Gonzalez. So Drake would take third. Infield comes in, and then Will Verdung, a little chopper up the middle. Gets past Antonio Anderson. RBI single. And after not striking until the eighth yesterday, the Green Jackets with the early 1-0 advantage. Here's Gonzalez from the left side, making his series debut. First pitch from the stretch. He swings, grounds to right side. It's a fair ball. Fielded by Lugo. Step on first. Throw to second. Tag put down for the double play.
How about that?
Andy Lugo plays just about everywhere for the Salem Red Sox, and that was a web jam down at first, two down.
No doubt, Andy Lugo, Marvin Alcantara, I mean, you name it, Fraley Encarnacion, the unsung heroes that are just outstanding in the defensive infield for this team. Heck of a play by Andy Lugo, and good heads up to double it up.
Here's Noah Williams, first pitch, he swings, loops it into left center. Moving in is Nathaniel Utin. right there and catches it head high for the third out of the frame. That's easy. Luis Cohen. And to the home half of the second we go in Salem. 1-0. The Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of two here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0. The Red Sox with a slight disadvantage here in Salem, Virginia against the Augusta Green Jackets in game two of this six-game set. 4-5-6 in the Sox order. Freddy Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, and Danny Utsen. First pitch, he swings, lifts it. Straightaway center and shallow. Isaiah Drake drifting in is there and makes the catch for out number one. First pitch swinging retires Fraley, and here's Marvin Alcantara.
Tell you what, these boys want to get out of here tonight.
Hey, that may be a, seriously though, a scouting report thing. First pitch swinging in this situation.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Here's Marv. Starts at second tonight for Salem. First pitch in their first strike. First pitch fastball inside corner. Starts at nothing and one. Fuentes has been sharp as here's the 0-1, and there's strike two outside corner. He may work as quick as anybody we've seen this year. Watch this if you're watching on MILB TV. Right back to work he goes, and Marv could use time. Here's the 0-2, and he swings and tips it back to the screen.
Yeah, you got to think, too. Usually a lot of the time you'll use your time with two strikes, right?
Yes.
And nope, right why back not? In.
Well, and to Marv's credit, and with the ball getting away.
The ball boy just helped him.
Yeah. Marv's sure. Back in there. 0-2. Breaking ball low and outside. Looks like out to 1-2.
He has to readjust those batting gloves. He's like,
he's ready to roll. This is speed pitch right here in Salem.
Also could have been a part of the scouting.
1-2. High and outside fastball. Evens up the count at 2-2.
Every pitch. Notice that. Every pitch.
Yep.
He readjusts the grip on the batting glove.
This is not your granddad's baseball right
no.
here. 2-2. And there's strike three wow. outside corner. Oh, gosh. Third K of the day. Two down. Here's Nathaniel Utsen.
I mean, like mowing him down. Literally.
Yeah. Overpowering. And you look at Trackman. 94 on the fastball. It's nothing crazy at all.
But when you don't give him a chance to breathe between pitches.
First pitch to Utsen, and he sees a strike outside corner. 94 mile per hour fastball.
I mean, doesn't even give him a second to think about.
Wearing
36 saw.
In the road grays, the Red Sox in their home reds. Red Sox across the chest, 0-1. Swinging a bouncer right side. Figueroa on three hops. Backhands, throws to first, and there's out number three. Six up, six down. And two times speed for Fuentes. Into the third we go in Salem.
Yeah.
1-0. The Green Jackets on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Augusta Green Jackets, a slight one-run advantage over the Salem Red Sox in game two of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us on your Wednesday evening. The Red Sox coming off of a 2-1 victory yesterday over the Green Jackets, trying to win the first two games of this six-game set. 8-9-1 in the Green Jackets order. Luis Cohen is on for his third inning of work, and here is Pierre Olive Rocher stepping in from the left side. First pitch as the righty winds and fires. He swings and tips it foul. Count is 0-1. Olivier Beauchet, the left fielder, out of Canada, the Augusta Green Jackets, wearing number 9 in the Road Grays for the single affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. 0-1, the pitch. Misses low and outside, evens up the count at 1-1.
He's no stranger to playing here in Salem, saw him play here last season.
Couple returners from a season ago.
One of the coolest names out there, I think, that we've seen in my 2 years.
1-1. Sizzles low and outside. Lose the count to 2-1.
So French Canadian.
I was going to say, that's that's what you can get at for sure. Quebec, Canada. 2-0-4 on the season, 2-1, and he takes a strike, out or half. 2 balls, 2 strikes. You know, he went the JUCO route and grew up playing hockey, as you would probably expect. Switched to baseball and then ended up going to Southern Illinois. The Salukis, if you will. 2-2. Swing, get a miss. He got him, strike 3. Striking ball down and away. First strikeout of the day for Cohen, who he's not really known for the strikeout, per se. But a big one there, one down.
Not very known for the strikeout, but as of late has kind of elevated the strikeout numbers, I will say, Carter. Last home outing, we saw him toss 5 strikeouts and then 5 more on the road at Fayetteville this past week. That's 10 strikeouts in his last 2 outings.
First pitch misses high and outside to Joe Lasky, the starting shortstop. So Olivier Boucher is down on strikes.
Well, those 5 strikeouts, good to tie his season second highest.
So we're going to bounce your left side. Cutting it off, Encarnacion spins, throws to first, and it sails wide, and it clipped him. Then it clipped the first base coach, and let's hope that Olasky is now okay as he hits the deck.
Yeah, he took that thing right in the gut, right in the midsection there, and that thing was sizzling.
Yes, and it's one of those where probably Antonio Anderson's ball is short.
Sure.
But Fraley plays a nice third base. Makes a nice play, ranging to his left, but once he had a spin.
Yeah, probably should have been the shortstop's ball there. Just where it was hit.
That was a double whammy, too. It hit the Green Jackets shortstop, I believe, on the left side as it sailed Lugo off the bag, and then it clipped the first base coach as well.
It's one of those, too. It hits you in a weird spot, right? Like, it's going to mess with your swing the next couple of days. You'll probably be thinking about it. Get another look here if you're tuned in on MILB TV. You see, as he's able to crank this thing on the ground left side, that should be the shortstop ball all day long. Fraley gets in front of it. And.
So that goes down as an E5 on the Red Sox. And back to the top we go for Isaiah Drake.
Another opportunity to pitch. Hey, if you're not watching on MILB TV, we encourage it.
First pitch, it sizzles just outside and high for a ball. Count starts at 1-0. Isaiah Drake, the center fielder. He doubled back in the first, and, you know, he reached third then on the E7 on the same play. Former fifth-round pick by the Atlanta Braves a year ago, 1-0. And there's a strike, went fastball outside corner. 1 ball, 1 strike. And this has got to be so cool. Shortstop for the Salem Red Sox, Antonio Anderson, and Isaiah Drake, former high school teammates, North Atlanta High School. One throw to first, not there. Anderson was going to Georgia Tech. Drake, on the flip side, he was also going to Georgia Tech. Not only high school teammates. 1-1, runner up from first and misses outside. Throw to second will be not in time as he slides in safely at second. And it was called a ball by Gustavo Garza. The count is 2-1. So you're both from Atlanta. You're both going to Georgia Tech. Now, two very historic organizations draft you. Boston, obviously, for Antonio. And for Isaiah Drake, heck, you're from Atlanta, about to play college ball in Atlanta, and then the Atlanta Braves draft you. And he's playing in Augusta. 2-1. Sizzles, high and away. Moves the count to 3-1.
I mean, that's like the stuff of a movie.
I know.
You know? Couldn't have worked out better for him. The lone position player, ranked in the top 30 for the Braves organization, 22nd best prospect for the Atlanta Braves. Antonio on the other side, 18.
3-1, he swings, pops it up down the left field line. It will falter foul just beneath the party deck and the Roanoke Times Pavilion, if you will. Count fills up. And I was talking to Noah, Augusta's broadcaster, and you know, he's talking about, you look at Antonio Anderson and Isaiah Drake, the starts have been so jarringly similar to professional baseball. 3-2, misses, high and away, and a one-out walk. And it makes sense. You have two 18-year-olds, and Antonio's about to turn 19 in about a week from now. 8 days from now, to be exact. But you're making the jump from public school baseball in the state of Georgia. Great, great baseball state, might I add. But you're playing that level of baseball, and now you're playing at the single-A level. It's just a tad different.
Yeah.
But Antonio is really starting to find it, as is Isaiah Drake. Here's Luis Sanchez, starting third baseman for the Green Jackets. 0-1 with a bounce out back in the first. First pitch from the stretch. He swings, bounces it left side, diving stop Anderson to his feet, and it boots away. So that's going to be an infield single off the bat of Sanchez, and the bases will be loaded with one down for Wilbur Dung.
Tell you what, it's a nice stop by Ant, but there's just nowhere to go with it.
No.
Really. Especially with the situation at hand, the only true play you had was to try and get it to first.
Maybe you can look at third in that situation because you're moving to your right, but yeah, not really a
not
play.
Not fully extended there.
Here's Verdung. Base is juiced, one down. He's got an RBI single in the contest. First pitch from Cohen, and it misses low and away. One ball, no strikes.
Well, you can officially call it a jam here, right, for Cohen?
This is a jam for Luis Cohen. Dealt five scoreless in Augusta back on May 14th against the Green Jackets. 1-0. And there's a strike outside corner. Verdung didn't appreciate the call, but it did catch the zone, 87-mile-per-hour slider, and it evens up the count at 1-1.
Look, Atlanta High School, home to seven total professional baseball players through the years.
1-1, swing and a tip or foul. 1-2.
Let's see if you recognize any of the names.
Okay.
You got Antonio Anderson.
These are all current professional players?
Not all of them.
Okay.
Some, though. Jay Austin. Probably not.
No.
He was drafted in 2008 by the Houston Astros.
1-2. He swings, pops it up foul. First base side. Will reset and do it all over again.
Mark Church. He was drafted in 2019. The Texas Rangers. That was in the 18th round. Jay Austin was drafted in the second round.
Okay.
Isaiah Drake, fifth round pick.
1-2. Breaking ball just misses. High and inside. Evens up the count at 2-2. This
is the really cool thing. Besides Jay Austin, Isaiah Drake and Antonio Anderson are the highest draft picks ever out of North Carolina High School. Two on the same team?
To have two top five draft picks, top five round draft picks. 2-2. Breaking ball low and away. Count runs full.
Greg Hendricks, drafted
Greg
in 06.
Greg Hendricks may ring a little bit of a bell. I don't know why, but that may ring a little bit of a bell.
45th round pick. I don't think he ever played that in the majors.
Maybe I'm thinking of Jim Hendricks.
Maybe. Jimi Hendricks?
Three balls, two strikes. And the ready deals. Misses low and outside. There's ball four. And it walks in a run.
I mean,
Olasky scores from third. To third goes Drake. Sanchez moves to second, and the bases are still juiced for Laker Figueroa.
Look, not ideal, right? But in the grand scheme of things, how often have we seen that this year?
Yes.
Not much. I'll tell you what, I saw it a lot more last year here than we have this year.
Still a situation. Here's Figueroa, first pitch. He swings, tips it foul. First base side. Count starts at nothing and one. Figueroa flew out to center back in the first. Nellie Taylor made the play. Double play ball would be absolutely massive here. A run is in on an RBI walk. Wilver Dunn has both ribbies on the deck. A one. There's a strike and a much-needed one outside corner. Went slider at 85. And way behind is Figueroa. Nothing to two.
Another one, Carter, drafted recently. Played his college ball at Florida State, but Brett Roberts, 16th round pick to the Marlins.
Okay.
He currently plays for the Miami Marlins.
Okay,
actually.
I was going to say, there is maybe a...
He's on the 60-day IL.
No balls, two strikes. Strikeout would be crucial. Would be the second on the day. 0-2, he swings, grounds at third base side. Scoop it to Encarnacion, race to third, throw across to first. Double play, they got him. Just how you drew it up. Two key double plays today. Andy
Huge.
Lugo down at first, and then Freddy Encarnacion at the hot corner, fielding his position with ease. But the Green Jackets still get a run. They lead 2-0 as we move to the home half of the third here in Salem on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Man, oh man, do we have a good one here on this gorgeous night for baseball here in Southwest VA. The Green Jackets got one in the first and one in the third. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. 7-8-9 in the Salem order. Andy Lugo, Daniel McAlvany, Stanley Tucker. First pitch, and Lugo sees one low and outside. Count starts at 1-0. Lugo, tonight's first baseman for Salem. 1-0, he swings, bounces it slowly. Left side, Sanchez on three hops. Gloves, throws to first, and it sails just wide, but Verdung holds the bag throughout number one. You could see a little bit. Sanchez waited on the ball and shielded his face momentarily, which you don't typically see at third, but the sun can be tough here behind those flags down the first base line.
Yeah, sunset will get you just a little bit. It'll give us a half hour. It won't be a problem. But early portions of the ball game here once you get into the late stages of the summer.
Daniel McAlvany, starting catcher for the Salem Red Sox. Got the start yesterday as well. The first pitch is a strike on the outside corner. 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Count starts at nothing and one.
Remember in April, one, it was cold, and two.
A one. Breaking ball sizzles low and away. Evens up the count of one and one.
It would be dark by the
Fourth
end
inning.
Of the, end of the second.
One ball, one strike, and he sees a strike again. 94-mile-per-hour fastball on the outside edge, and it's 1-2. Well, I will never forget. We've been lucky weather-wise here in Salem. But opening night,
beyond
it was
lucky.
38 degrees at first pitch.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes, winds and fires. Misses high and away on the fastball, and it evens up the count at 2-2.
Yeah, ball doesn't fly quite the same.
Only saw two home runs hit in this ballpark until the first week of May.
Yeah.
2-2, he swings, lifts it down the right field line. It will trickle foul, and Daniel stays alive.
Feels like it's a matter of time before McCalvany's tweak starts coming around a little bit here. Remember, banged up last year.
2-2, and there's strike three outside corner. Froze him with the fastball on the outside edge once again, and there's two down. Number four for Fuentes, and here's Stanley Tucker.
It's one thing to have four strikeouts in the third. It's another thing to have four strikeouts when you're facing the nine hole for the first time.
Yeah.
In the fashion of Stanley Tucker.
He's gone eight up, eight down, has yet to allow a hit. Let's see if Stanley Tucker can change that fortune. First pitch, he swings, breaks a bat, slow roller, third base side. Fielded at third, throw to first, and Sanchez completes the 5-3 putout for out number three. Nine up, nine down for Fuentes as he continues to roll from a pace standpoint here in Salem. And to the fourth we move at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-0, the Sox trail. We'll step aside and return in just a sec. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. The Red Sox trail it 2-0 against the Augusta Green Jackets on a gorgeous night for baseball in Southwest Virginia. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill, and taking us through the middle frames on our play-by-play duties in this fantastic ballgame. Here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. 2-0 your score. Augusta on top of Salem as we enter the fourth inning of work. Augusta ready to go. 5-6-7 in the batting order. Harry Owen, Robert Gonzalez, and Noah Williams dig in. First pitch to the righty, and he swings, cranks a line drive, smacked up the middle. Nellie Taylor Jr. hauls it in the left center gap on the run for out number one.
Nellie Taylor can fly. No doubt about that. Out in right center. And that ball was hit hard, 99 off the bat. But Nellie Taylor Jr. can run just about anything down, which is why I think he's going to be a really good professional center fielder.
Has it been the best start thus far for Luis Cohen? We've seen him have some impressive outings so far this year, but staying in there. First pitch to Robert Gonzalez, spiked in the dirt, and the count now 1-0. Cohen so far has surrendered three Augusta hits. On top of it, he's surrendered a pair of walks as well. Good for two Augusta runs. They lead it 2-0. The 1-0. Swinging a chopper right side. Foul. Count now evens up at a ball and a strike for the 178 hitter. Second time through. Gonzalez grounded into a 3-4 double play back in the second inning. A tremendous play by Andy Lugo, the first baseman for the Sox tonight. Made a diving stop. Stepped on the bag. Threw to second. The 1-1. Swinging a cranker, foul, into the Augusta dugout, 1-2.
It's one of those you got to dance out of the way on that top step. That is, you mentioned, 17 position players. Look how full the dugout is down the first base line.
There is a lot less room in that dugout than on the other side in Salem. The 1-2. Swing, and a miss. He got him way in front of a breaking ball. It's out number two.
And second strikeout of the day for Cohen. If there's any possible way we can get a shot of the first base dugout in just a minute.
It's jam-packed.
To our crew. It's, you don't typically see that in Salem.
Obviously, big pitching staffs across the board. First pitch to Noah Williams. That's a fastball that misses down and away, and the count now 1-0.
Yeah, not everybody's out in the bullpen yet, but start to scamper down there in the third and the fourth.
Luis Cohen winds and fires the 1-0 offering. Fastball misses high and away, and the count now 2 balls. No strikes for the 148 hitter. And Noah Williams, Carter, you mentioned it. 5-9, brand new tonight for the Augusta Green Jackets. The 2-0, he swings and tips it back behind home plate foul. 2 balls and a strike for Williams. Everybody in the top four played yesterday in a 2-1 win for the Salem Red Sox, and 5-9 have yet to appear in the series. They make their stint in the second game here tonight. The 2-1. Fastball simmers high, and the count now 3-1. Again, Gustavo Garza behind the dish. Derek Pacheco out in the field this evening. They swapped places from an afternoon ago. 3-1, here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there on the outer half for a strike, and the count worked full. Good pitch. Down 3-1 by Cohen to locate it on the outer half.
Really
give him a gimme.
Really good pitch, and you talked about maybe not his best start per se, which is true. I'll let you get the pitch in.
The payoff misses down and in, and this escapes the mitts of Daniel McCalvany. So it is a full count walk to Noah Williams, and the designated hitter is able to trot to first with two gone here in the fourth.
But what has made him good today is he, I mean, this could quite frankly be a 5-6 run game right now.
Sure.
Andy Lugo had a nice play down the first baseline. Now, there was only a runner at first in that situation, but with the bases loaded, one out, you get a swing and a miss, and then the double play ball, or just a double play ball in general.
First pitch to Pierre-Olivier Boucher, and he eyes a fastball outside,
1-0. It grounded down the third baseline, and then Freely Encarnacion made a fantastic play, stepping on third and then throwing across to first. Really helped out Cohen and can help him stay in this ballgame, too.
Pickoff over to first, and a head-first slide sees Williams back in there safely. 1 ball, no strikes for the French-Canadian, Pierre-Olivier Boucher, a 2-0-2 hitter in his own right. First of 2 strikeouts by Luis Cohen earlier this evening, just an inning ago. The 1-0, he swings and misses on a fastball, 1-1. 91 right over the heart of the plate, and just felt like he was hitting breaking ball.
So, well, I got an interesting story for you. We'll save it in just a minute.
Sure. 1-1 the pitch. Swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away at 80 on the go. 1-2.
So, and again, this happens across minor league baseball. So there's, you know, nobody's fault. But so in Portland tonight, double-A level, I guess the Wi-Fi went out in the stadium. They're playing the Richmond Flying Squirrels, double-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants.
Yep.
Trey Wilson.
1-2, runner takes off from first. Swing and miss. Got him on a breaking ball. Throw down. Doesn't matter. It was a strikeout to end the inning. Anyway, 2-0, Augusta on top. Carter, let's get the final details.
Their broadcaster is, because they travel, so there's no broadcast on either side right now. He is, to still tweet out their highlights, he is filming every single play on his phone and then tweeting out the stuff via Twitter, which is creative. That is called a versatile minor league baseball.
No doubt about it.
I don't know him personally, but I've heard really good things. So.
Put that on the job resume right there.
There you go. Absolutely.
As a skill that you must have. We go to the home half of the fourth after this. 2-0 Green Jackets on top. Tune in to Red Sox baseball here in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park. On select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, you talk about a game that's gone at exponential pace. Wasting no time is Fuentes on the hill as he's already two pitches into the at-bat against Nezan Zanatello. The Red Sox out there with the top of the order for the first time tonight. The 1-1 pitch is a fastball missing down and away. The count now 2-1. Didier Fuentes is literally throwing the ball with about 12 seconds left on the pitch clock. 2-1. This is cranked on the ground, left side of the infield, into the gut of Olavsky. He tosses to first in time. We're out number one. Wasting no time. I mean, ready to get out of here by 9:30.
Yeah. Yeah, he's quick with it. There are some guys that enjoy that. But I've never seen somebody go at his pace every single pitch.
First pitch to Antonio Anderson. That's a fastball missing high. The count now 1-0.
I mean, he, once he catches the ball back from the catcher, Owen. There you go.
1-0. Breaking ball on the inside half for a strike, 1-1. Well, Anderson flew out to left field his first time up. He takes his time, steps out, raises the bat above his head, and taps it on home plate. Here's the pitch, 1-1. Swing and a miss, break the ball down and in, 1-2. I mean, literally as soon as you step in the box, he's on top of you.
Yeah, he likes to control the pace for sure.
Here he goes, 1-2. Misses high with a fastball, 2-2.
And as long as he can command the zone, he can do that.
He has been in the zone. I mean, he's dialed in right now. He's got four strikeouts. 2-2 on the way. Spiked in the dirt, 3-2. That's one of the rare misses we've seen out of him, and up to this point, he's gone 10 up, 10 down.
Four strikeouts, not a single walk. I believe this is also the first three-ball count we've seen today. I could be wrong, but I believe that's correct.
Payoff pitch, and Anderson eyes strike three on the inside corner. A rifling fastball at 92 just clips the inside of the zone. Fifth strikeout, all of them backwards. That's 11 up, 11 down here in the fourth.
Yeah, now he's been money. Came in with an even 3 ERA. And
by far his best out.
Nellie Taylor is going to call timeout before a pitch is even thrown, too, just to slow down his rhythm. Pretty smart.
I like it. First pitch on the way. And he takes a fastball on the inside corner for a strike, high and tight at 93. It's nothing and one.
And if you throw first pitch strikes, too, I mean, that's
0-1. This misses high and in, 1-1. I mean, he does not want you to comment on his pitch.
I'm taking the headset off. Go
no,
ahead.
No, no. Please, the 1-1. Swinging a number back to the netting, 1-2.
We'll get in the Fishwick read the next inning, I think. It's coming. I'm sorry, please.
One ball, two strikes. Two gone, nobody on. We apologize, Fishwick. You can blame this on Fuentes. 1-2. Oh, this misses down and in at the hip, and it's 2-2. He's going fastball.
I mean, that's what it is. He just topped out at 95 on the day.
He's climbing an elevation. The 2-2. Breaking ball hammered into the air. Straightaway center field. Going back, it's Drake on the track, and he hauls it in two steps before the center field fence. 12 up. 12 down for the Sox, and we go to the top of the fifth. Augusta leads it 2-0. Boy, good thing the defense is holding their own and keeping them in it. We'll see if Luis Cohen mans the mound, and he does for the top of the fifth inning. Back in a GIF, you're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long. You're insane.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth here in Salem. 2-0, the Augusta Green Jackets on top of the Salem Sox. And offensively, Salem has been really held against the wall. 12 up, 12 down through four innings of work for Didier Fuentes on the hill for Augusta. On the other side, Luis Cohen returns to the mound for his fifth inning work for the Sox, ready to face the bottom of the order and flip things back to the top. It's 9-1-2. Joel Salfsky digs in from the right side. Righty-on-righty matchup. Infield playing out for the Sox. Augusta with a 2-0 lead. First pitch on the way. Anil Salfsky eyes a fastball in the inside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. Game is moving by at an exponential pace, much in part to the defensive performance on the hill by Fuentes and Augusta. The 0-1. Here's a swing and a drive straightaway center field. Nelly Taylor dives, and he makes the catch. Misplayed it, stumbled, charged in, and made up for it with a diving stop for out number one.
He is unreal out there in center field. I mean, that's a high-level play out there by Nelly Taylor. And to recover and come back in late, make the play, and that will do it for Luis Cohen. But Nelly Taylor, think about.
Second game in a row, Carter, that we have seen Liam Carroll say, okay, you've seen it through three times. You get that last batter here in the ninth spot here in the fifth inning, and then we'll get somebody in there to see the top of the order once again. Red Sox ready to make a call to the bullpen. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, the Red Sox with one gone, trailing 2-0 here in the top of the fifth. Throw the lefty out there. Michael Sansone, the Connecticut native. And Sansone, the 24-year-old, out of Fairfield. Cheshire, Connecticut native, has been one of the stronger bullpen arms for the Red Sox this year. A 4-1 win-loss record. Sub-2 earned run average at 178. You kidding me?
Yeah.
8 appearances, 2 saves to his name, 32 strikeouts, and 30 and a third. Sansone is a guy that you can just lean on game in and game out.
Yeah, came over from the Rays as a minor league free agent. And after pitching in this league with the Charleston River Dogs a season ago, he has made a name for himself here in Salem and has been one of the anchors in the bullpen. Not only that, he gives you length, too. Like, I would not be surprised if we see Michael Sansone for, if not the rest of the evening, a large majority of it.
The Connecticut kid, lefty on the hill in the southpaw, kicks and deals. The first offering, top of the order. Isaiah Drake waves and misses at the first pitch. A fastball high and in, nothing at one.
And for the second consecutive day after pulling your starter hitter in, they don't let the starter face through the third time through the order is what I'm trying
top
to say.
Top of the order.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Isaiah Drake from the left side, the 0-1. Breaking ball, wave and a miss again. That one just tailed away from the barrel of the 22nd best prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization. And Sansone back to work. He gathers at the belt. Takes a deep breath. Winds and fires. The 0-2.
Goes fastball this time. Misses high and away. And the count now 1-2. A waste pitch for Sansone.
Yeah, not going to let him go three times through the order. But Sansone is in a good spot to keep this thing at 2-0. Give your offense a chance.
He offers the 1-2. Fastball hammered into the air, into the gap, left center field, way high up there. Underneath it, Nathaniel Uten calls off Nelly Taylor, and the left fielder snatches it for out number two.
By the way, I know it's the fifth, but it is the Fishwick fourth inning, so give it a stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial kitesum, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people.
From the right side now, Luis Sanchez, a 212 hitter against the lefty Sansone. Two gone, nobody on. Here's the first offering. Fastball dribbled right side. This takes a weird backspin and caroms foul. Nothing at one.
Yeah, caught the lip of the grass there. Kind of it's the way, if you will.
Luis Sanchez so far today responsible for one of three hits for Augusta. It's resulted in two runs. Base hit and a ground out to the hot corner so far. From the right side, ready to face the 0-1 on the way. Fastball, this is lifted into the air, straightaway center field. Playable for Nelly Taylor, and an ankle-snagging catch. Take a bow, Nelly Taylor Jr. A diving catch for out number one. And a shoelace snag for out number three. How about this guy? We go to the bottom of the fifth after this. 2-0 lead for Augusta here in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park. On select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here in Salem. 2-0 lead for the Green Jackets. First pitch on the way, and Freilie Encarnacion looks at a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing and one. Well, so far today, Didier Fuentes has faced the Red Sox and gone 12 up, 12 down. Encarnacion, the four-hole hitting third baseman, with a 1-1 count in the pitch. He swings and knifes one foul right side on a broken bat that brings him down to a knee. Going to need a new twig. It's 1-2.
Broken bat is perfect because donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Rona.
1-2. Knife foul once again.
Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Again, that's freedomplasma.com. Or call 540-760-0064.
1-2. Swung on, lifted into the air, popped up right side, into the seats, and we'll do it once more at 1-2. Encarnacion, silently a 269 hitter for the Sox. He flew out to center field his first time up. 1-2. He knifes one on the ground, left side, scooped up by Olsowski. He tosses to first in time. Out number one. That's now 13 up, 13 down, Carter.
Yeah. He's been rock solid. Rock solid, and against a good Salem lineup, too. I mean, you pretty, other than No Brooks Brannan, you pretty much have all your big hitters in there today.
Yeah. I mean, Brooks did have three hits yesterday.
He did.
You're missing him, but other than that, really, this is bizarre. Alcantara pops up the first pitch right side towards the net, and this one does get into the spectators, nothing in one.
Well, and he's only thrown 50 pitches.
Even more insane. I mean, you could be looking at, I don't think he will just because this is minor league baseball at the single A level, but like you're looking at an outing where you could go the distance as Alcantara lifts one foul territory right side into the party deck, nothing in two. Facing his 14th batter of the evening, he's yet to surrender a base run. Fuentes from the belt, winds and fires, 0-2. Swung on, lifted foul, we'll do it again.
Good AB so far from Marr. But yeah, now you kind of got to start chipping away a little bit. Get a couple base runners on.
Row two. Marv looks at a breaking ball and down it away, 1-2. Well, the good thing is, Carter, at this point you're almost just like, okay, get Fuentes out of the game because then you can scratch it clean. You put yourself at a position, 0-2. This is down it away. Excuse me, that was the 1-2, and it's now 2-2. Where, I mean, yes, you're down two runs, but very, very manageable. Once you get a new arm.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. He swings, rockets it up the middle, through for a base hit, and the Red Sox have broken it open. Marvin Alcantara aboard with a one-out single. Finally, the first base runner of the day for the Sox comes on their first hit. The five-hole hitting second baseman Marvin Alcantara delivers. And after 13 up, 13 down, the 14th hitter gets aboard.
All right, here comes Elvin Diaz, the pitching coach. Going to come out and have a conversation. Yeah, I mean, that's all you can ask for, right? Get a base runner, 100 off the bat up the middle. Just takes one sometimes. And now you kind of give way to your guys like the Danny Udzin and Andy Lugo, who have each done their job in these situations multiple times this year. So Danny Udzin had the day off yesterday, too, kind of looking to make his mark on this series. And I would imagine, based on that meeting at the mound,
think that was more of a,
this,
how you feeling?
Yeah, this may be his last day.
Yeah.
Based on that, because I don't think you see a pitching coach come out after one base runner.
You think the conversation is, hey, how you feeling? Can you get these final two outs?
That's probably exactly what it was, yeah. Yeah.
Nathaniel Uten from the left side, righty on lefty. Runner off of first is Alcantara. Speed on the pass. First pitch swinging, and it's a strike. Missed on a fastball over the plate. Nothing in one.
Put him in line with the win, too. Not that that's a big thing in baseball anymore, particularly on the minor league side of things, but
it's nice. It's nice, no doubt. Runner off of first. 0-1 to Uten. He swings, drives it foul, left side. Nothing in two. Well, Nathaniel Uten, just like every other Red Sox, was retired. 4-3 put out to the right side of the infield. Glance over the left shoulder for the righty in Fuentes. He gathers at the belt. In the stretch, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He fooled him. Got him in front of a breaking ball, and there's two gone.
Well, I think, too, if you're Fuentes and really the entire Green Jacket staff, what you're looking for in fatigue is he still working at that quick pace? This is the first time he's had to go through the stretch all day today. And the last AB was still quick, but maybe took a little bit more time.
First pitch to Andy Lugo, and he nubs one up the middle. It's scooped up by Fuentes, underhand to first in time for out number three. Boy, Marvin Alcantara with that base hit up the middle, and after that, Fuentes says no need for a mound visit. These final two outs are no problem. We'll see if that's the day. If that is it, that was probably the most dominant pitching performance we've seen all season by anybody. Really,
yeah.
Carter.
Yeah, no, for sure. We saw five perfect a couple weeks ago, but, I mean, I think this was his
the pace
taking control
dictated,
of a game as
yeah.
We've seen.
No doubt. 2-0 Augusta leads. We go to the top of the sixth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park.
the Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth, not a beautiful night here in Salem. The lefty southpaw, Michael Sansone, toeing the rubber. Second inning of work, first full inning of work for Sansone after he got the final two outs in that fifth inning and now ready to go in the sixth. Sansone ready to face off against 3-4-5 in the Augusta Green Jackets batting order. Will Verdung, Linker Figueroa, and Harry Owen all set to dig in. Will Verdung from the right side having a short conversation here with Daniel McKelvey behind the dish. It appears we got a base problem
on the third base side. Down at third.
Shout out to our grounds crew here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The head of it, Will Cole, our grounds crew. What is his official title?
Director of Field Operations.
That's what it is.
Saw Will today before the game on the gator down there.
Always.
I wonder if there's something stuck in there. Or, I'm certainly not an expert on the field. But stuff certainly happens throughout the season.
You know, you got to secure the plate into that calcified clay.
Yeah, there may be too much dirt down there. See, he's got the...
prying it out?
Yeah.
Again, our grounds crew doing a tremendous job here in Salem. 2-0, Augusta leads it. Three hits for the Green Jackets, just one hit for the Sox, and two errors hasn't helped the Sox either. By the way, the final line for starting pitcher tonight for the Red Sox, Luis Cohen. He ends up going 4 1/3, three hits, two runs, one of them earned, four walks, three strikeouts. First pitch to Will Verdung, and he takes a breaking ball in there for a strike, nothing and one. Dung, a 232 hitter, just one homer this year, but 19 RBI. He's been productive. Sansone antsy on the hill, winds and fires 0-1. Fastball, this is cranked. Left side, what a catch! Freely Encarnacion, a web gem from third, and there's one gone. Call it the hot corner for a reason.
We have seen some dynamic plays defensively, too. I can count, as you see Nellie Taylor clapping out there in center. I can count five today.
Five.
The bouncer down the first baseline, Andy Lugo, made the play in Fairground.
Sure.
And then Fraley fielding the ball down the third baseline for the double play.
Yes.
Yeah, at least two catches, and then that right there.
First pitch to Laker Figueroa. Fastball taken high, and it's 1-0.
Now, Nelly's second catch may be on a different level.
That was some Seidon Rafaela type stuff.
Yeah.
That you've been seeing at the top of the organization up in Boston. You know what it was, too, I'll tell you what. One ball, no strikes, one gone. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball trims in there for a strike, 1-1. It was a Willie Mays-esque type play as a defensive center fielder.
It very much was, yes.
Rest in peace again to the Say Hey Kid, one of the best baseball players that ever lived. 1-1. This is doubted in, 2-1. I mean, simply put, one of the best and most revolutionary to ever play the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Two balls and a strike, one gone. Sad day yesterday. And sport of baseball lost one of its best. 2-1. Breaking ball cranked into the air, straightaway center field. Very playable for Nellie Taylor. He camps out. Pitch at a 10 for out number two.
And I think, too, back to the Willie Mays discussion, it's so tough. He was 93 years old. Like, that's... it's life, and
yeah,
unfortunately, but you know, it's kind of how it is. But what's so sad about this week is the week that it came on, with them playing down in Birmingham later in the week.
First pitch to Harry Owen,
and a breaking ball misses high, 1-0.
Bolivar. But the Rays AA and the White Sox AA affiliates played in a game.
They did yesterday.
In Birmingham yesterday down there.
Yeah, the uniforms they wore were really, really cool, too. The 1-0 breaking ball. This tips off the bottom of his bat on a half-hearted check swing. Didn't fully go around, but it clipped the bat. It makes it 1-1.
Yeah, the Birmingham Barons, AA affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, and then the Montgomery Biscuits, AA of the Tampa Bay Rays.
1-1, one strike, 2 gone. Sansone taking his time here. 6 seconds to toss. Down to 3. He hurls the 1-1. Fastball tipped back to the netting. 1-2. I think that's just one of those, hey, I'm going to mess with the tempo here and try and throw the hitter off of his groove.
Well, and whoever comes out of the pen for Augusta may try and do that exact same thing. You're used to seeing guys, or the starter, rather.
1-2. That time, Sansone wastes no time. Misses with an elevated fastball, 2-2.
You're used to seeing Fuentes wide and fire within 2-3 seconds. Certainly messed with some timing.
2-2. Fastball runs high. 3 balls and 2 strikes for Harry Owen, who so far today a walk. He's cut down at second. And then lined out to center field. Diving catch by Nelly Taylor. Payoff pitch on the way. Fastball brought him to an ace. Swing and a miss. That's strike number 3. Well, 3 up, 3 down in the 6th for Michael Sansone of the Sox. We go to the bottom of the 6th after this. 2-0 lead for Augusta here in Salem.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
On half of the 6th here in Salem, Red Sox ready to go 8-9-1 in the batting order. Daniel McCalvity, Stanley Tucker, and in the top of the order with Nazan Zanatello. 2-0 the Augusta Green Jackets with a 2-run advantage over the Salem Sox here on a Wednesday night in Salem. 2 games left, including tonight. In the first half of 2024, before we reset, we go even 0-0 and throw the records out the window starting on Friday for the second half of the season. But Red Sox looking to finish strong. They lead the series 1-0 after a walk-off 2-1 victory yesterday. Calvity digs in from the right side. Here's the first pitch. And he looks at a fastball down and away, 1-0. Well, I'll tell you what, Carter, we thought that might be the day. After the 5th inning, the 1-0, this is hammered into the air. Deep left field, going back at the track is Boucher. He leaps. Did he make that catch? He did.
Oh, I hope he's okay. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he took a big collision with the wall. What a catch, though. I mean, to hang on.
I mean, SportsCenter top 10 may not need to look further than Salem, Virginia to secure half of their top 10 plays this season. Seriously.
That's 6 now? One more time on MILB TV. Well hit ball by McCalvity. Probably the best hit ball we've seen all day. Red Sox with just one hit. Boucher goes back and. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, he lost his footing going up. Like, yeah. He kind of jumped in the air as he made the catch.
He leapt, like, a step into the warning track.
And so, by doing that, he hit the wall hard going down.
Getting checked out by the training staff if you're listening on our audio-only broadcast.
Well, the Red Sox trail it 2-0. Three hits for Augusta, one hit for the Salem Sox, much in part to the starting pitcher. And Didier Fuentes, he's been outstanding. He surrendered just one base runner so far today. Was as good as 13 up, 13 down. Gave up a base hit and then shut the door with a strikeout and a 1-3 put out. And Boucher is going to stay out there in left field.
That was a heck of a play by Olivier Boucher. You just got to tip your cap if you're Danny McAlvany. I mean, he took away a double off the wall there. Putting his body on the line and brings up Stanley Tucker now.
Stanley Tucker digs in from the right side, bottom of the order for the Sox. First pitch, and a fastball misses down and away. 1-0. Quick work here out of Fuentes like we've seen all night long, the 1-0. Misses below the knees. The count now 2-0 for Stanley Tucker. 164 hitter. Grounded out to the hot corner. His first time up tonight. 2-0. Swings and chops it left side right into the mitt of Sanchez. Third baseman fires to first in time. Out number two. Well, 2-5-3 putouts have sat down Stanley Tucker tonight. And we go back to the top of the order. An 0-for-2. Nizan Zanatello. Carter, he's hitless in his last five games after yesterday. Look at a kind of breakthrough slump here.
Yeah, and he's 0-for-2 today.
First strike on a walk. Fastball outside, 1-0.
Strike on the ground out, rather. Just one hit still on the day for Salem.
1-0 pitch. Fastball clips the inside corner at 95 on the gun. It's 1-1 for Nizan. 19-year-old out of St. Louis, Missouri. 1-1 on the way. He swings, lifts it back to the netting, 1-2. I'll tell you what, it's been a good couple of weeks for St. Louis natives. How about Jason Tatum, the Boston Celtics NBA champions? Born and raised in St. Louis, played his high school ball in St. Louis. Here's the 1-2. Nizan eyes up strike three. Frozen with a fastball on the outer half, and we'll have to tell you more about St. Louis on the other end of the break. We go to the seventh. 2-0 Augusta leads here in St. Louis.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
2-0, Augusta leads it over Salem as we go to the top half of the seventh inning. Gorgeous night as the sun continues to set behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. Michael Sansone, the lefty on the hill, ready to face off against 6-7-8, Robert Gonzalez, Noah Williams, and Pierre-Olivier Boucher. Southpaw can go the distance. We've seen him do it multiple times this season. He comes in relief of Luis Cohen. Cohen ended up coming out of the ball game after recording the first outs of the fifth inning. Sansone had the sixth all to himself, the rest of the fifth, and now the seventh. Robert Gonzalez, the right fielder, steps in from the left side. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Three hits on the day for Augusta, one for Salem. Just dominant defense for the Green Jackets, much in part to their starting pitcher in Fuentes. First pitch, breaking ball, clips the inside corner for a strike. 0-1.
Well, and when you only have one hit and you're down 2-0, and there's only been two runs scored, that obviously puts more pressure on pitching-wise and defensively to keep this game right where it's at.
0-1. Backdoor breaking ball snarls back into the zone, 0-2.
And they've answered the bell, you know. Luis Cohen, Michael Sansone, Nelly Taylor, Freddy Encarnacion, Andy Lugo, all those guys.
Sansone gathers. Kicks and deals. 0-2.
Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Down and away. And so it strikes him out. One gone.
And you can maybe argue, you know, you look at the two errors on the day. The one on Braylon Encarnacion didn't end up coming back to bite him. Wow, actually, check that. A run did score in that inning. So that one did kind of in that situation. But for the most part, it has been a clean game for Salem.
First pitch is hammered foul, right side of the seats by Noah Williams. Up at one.
And the error in the first, I don't know how much it would have mattered because Isaiah Drake already would have been standing on second in the situation. Now, of course, the infield was drawn in. Basic gets through. Run scores. But you're reading the tea leaves there.
0-1 lifted into the air, popped up, shallow right field. Underneath it, the first baseman, Andy Lugo, snags it out of the air for out number two. Well, Sansone working quickly here, Carter. Two strikeouts to his name, and he's yet to surrender a base run.
Yeah, and again, he's been fairly sharp all year long. His season ERA is now down to 1.65, and anytime you go from a right-hander to a lefty, mix up the look. Only three hits for Augusta, too. Like, that's been lost because they're up two runs.
Lefty on lefty again. First pitch to Pierre-Olivier Boucher. Is a backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Nothing and one. Pierre-Olivier Boucher, again, that incredible catch, leaping at the left center field wall, colliding with the wall, staying in the ball game. 200 hitter on the dot. The 0-1 fastball simmers in there on the outside corner. Nothing and two. Boucher, two strikeouts so far today. He's 0-2. 0-2. Breaking ball, chopped foul, right side, and we'll do it all over again. Rolled on top of it, nothing to two. This game, Carter, just continues to kind of glide by. Has not been a night where time is allowed for storytelling,
no,
that's for sure.
Absolutely not.
Much like yesterday. Been that kind of a series. 0-2.
This is down and away. 1-2 with a waste pitch.
I was about to mention that yesterday. I mean, it was one where the game was only 2.5 hours long. It was 1-0 going into the 8th. 2-1 the final. Kind of a little bit of a carbon copy today.
This is inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes for Boucher.
A little bit of a carbon copy just on the flip side with Augusta laid into Zip here in the 7th.
Sansone with 6 seconds to hurl, offers the 2-2. Breaking ball, check swing, and appeal, and the field umpire, Derek Pacheco, says he went around. Strike 3, that's 3 strikeouts in 2 2/3 innings of work so far for Michael Sansone, and he's given the Sox a chance as we go to the home half of the 7th. 2-0, Augusta on top. Here in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball. We're going to throw some t-shirts out the window on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Welcome back here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're throwing t-shirts out the window.
On a hop.
Yeah, how about this? Bottom of the 7th inning, ready to get going here in Salem. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. 2-0. Augusta leads it over the Red Sox. 3 hits for Augusta, 1 hit for the Salem Sox. And Carter, time for this offense to start waking up here. New pitcher finally on the hill out of the ballgame after a tremendous outing. Gator Fuentes' day is done, and they go out there
tall right-handed pitcher in L.J. McDonough, 24-year-old righty. Played his college ball at Florida Gulf Coast, Lansing, Michigan native. And see if the Sox can change things here. First pitch is taken high for a ball outside of the zone by Antonio Anderson, 1-0. 2-3-4, due up for the Sox.
He's got an interesting motion, too, if you're watching on MILB TV. Look at kind of how he bends back and leans into it.
He deals 1-0. Here's a swing and a ripper foul. Right side, 1-1. Well, this is the part in the game where if you're the Sox, okay, new pitcher out there, now you got to take advantage. Now
yes.
You got to find your group. Now you got to take over. The defense for the Sox has kept him in this thing. Still just the 2-0 ball game.
Yeah, absolutely.
1-1 to Anderson. He swings and misses. Breaking ball downstairs, 1-2. Well, we're just joined in the booth here by a local legend.
Anthony, would you like to take my headset for the bottom
on,
of the seventh?
On WDBJ.
Put you on the spot.
Anthony Romano guest starring up here in Salem. 2-0, Augusta leads it.
How we doing, guys?
1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball high and tight. One gone here in the seventh. Well, this game is just blown by, Romano. You might get out of work early tonight.
I thought we might be witnessing some history. I thought we might be getting a no-hitter there for a little bit, but Salem managed to get one on the board, but that's about it so far.
Nellie Taylor Jr., he's had a handful of incredible defensive plays tonight. See if that back can come around from the left side. Second in the Carolina League in doubles with 17 on the year. First pitch on the way. And he takes a fastball high and tight, 1-0. Well, Romano, you're on a broadcast here sitting as a Yankees fan.
You know, we had some little leaguers down there wearing their Yankees jerseys. I was very impressed that they came out to the ballpark all dressed in their pinstripes today.
1-0. This is cranked up into the air, foul territory into the seats, 1-1. Saw a young lady out there walking down the stairs with a Jeter jersey.
Listen, we're everywhere, man. We're everywhere. Even here in beautiful Salem, Virginia, the Yankee fans... they always show out.
One ball and a strike to Nellie Taylor, the pitch. Takes a fastball outside, 2-1.
I'll say this. A former Salem Red Sox, Zach Kelly, he made the Yankees look silly on Sunday night.
I was just going to say, you guys didn't show up at Fenway, lost 2-3 to the Sox. Two balls and a strike, one gone. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses inside, 3-1. Zach Kelly, Roanoke native, played at Lord Botetourt High School, actually rehabbed here in Salem. Did not play in Salem on his way up through, but made a rehab stint here for one game last year, 3-1. Swung and driven into the gap, high right center field. This ball's going for a ride, and it is hauled in at the wall in right center by Drake for out number two.
How about on the night that we honored the late, great Willie Mays, some of the catches we've seen
yes.
in center field by both teams in this game?
We were just saying that. Nellie Taylor being one of them
yes.
for the Sox. I mean, he's had a diving one at his ankles. Then you saw the collision at the left field wall there by Olivier Boucher. It's been an impressive defensive night. Carter said he's seen like seven plays that are just beyond this level tonight.
Very impressive, and you look at the board, there's only four hits up there combined, both teams. Defense has showed out, even in the infield, too.
No doubt. Fraley Encarnacion from the right side, first pitch, and he eyes up a fastball over the plate, 0-1. 2-0 lead for Augusta, two gone, bottom of the seventh. The Red Sox bats got to wake up or they're in trouble. Just one hit today. Fully surrendered three on the other side, the 0-1. He cranks one up the middle on the ground, scooped up by Figueroa at second, fired a first in time for out number three. Well, Romano's going to stick around, hopefully. We go to the top of the eighth after this, unless he's got work to do. 2-0 Augusta leads. Back in the gym. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
The Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth on a beautiful night here in Salem. 2-0 Augusta leads it. Just one hit for the Sox, but just three on the other side for the Green Jackets. It's been a defensive outing all night long, and ready to take us the rest of the way on the play-by-play. Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Thank you, Mr. Giovanni. He'd appreciate you there. By the way, donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy. And you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today and help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. First pitch as he winds and fires. He swings, grounds it left side on a hop. Encarnacion boots, bobbles, throw across to first, and it's not in time. It sails away. So that's an E5 most likely on Fraley. And on a day where the defense has been so good, as I bring back in Anthony Romano, third error of the day for the Salem Red Sox.
Yeah, that's when you probably want to eat dinner. Still impressive. I mean, if it was a good throw, it would have been bang, bang. Probably still would have been safe at first, but he recovered, wasn't able to make the play.
So back to the top of the order we go. Isaiah Drake, center fielder, steps in from the left side. By the way, learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or call 540-767-004. First pitch lefty on lefty, throw to first, not in time. Again, that's freedomplasma.com or call 540-767-0064. Drake is the 22nd best prospect in the Braves organization. 1-for-2 on the day with a double and a walk. First pitch, and the lefty deals. He swings in, chops it foul, first base side. Nothing in one. All right, so you are a big baseball guy.
Huge.
You grew up on Long Island?
Long Island, New York.
Okay, and now you work in sports locally here in Roanoke?
Right here at WDBJ7 in Roanoke.
Okay. Kind of describe what your day-to-day job is, especially in the summertime with baseball going on. Oh, one. Misses low and outside, evens up the count of 1-1.
We just had the Virginia Cavaliers, of course, in the College World Series out in Omaha. They had a short stint out there, second straight year. They lost the first two to get sent home early, which is kind of a bummer just because, you know, we didn't get to go necessarily.
One ball, one strike, and the lefty curls and unfurls. He swings, bounces it right side. On a hop, is bobbled again. Alcantara throws to first. That's his only play. He gets the out, but on to second goes Olsovsky. And there's one down for Luis Sanchez.
Yeah, good job staying with it there. But yeah, no, you know, you would have liked to have seen them staying a little bit longer. You know, I know that Virginia's produced plenty of pro prospects, including one that's in this Red Sox organization. We didn't get to see him here in Salem last year, but Kyle Teal's definitely moving up those rankings.
Kyle Teal, the third best prospect in the Red Sox organization, currently with AA Portland. There's Luis Sanchez, first pitch. Lefty deal, spikes in the dirt, gets away, and McAlvany doesn't have a play down at third. So just like that, a potential third run is 90 feet away, and, you know, I would assume the infield's going to come in. Mr. Romano, you can't let him score in this situation.
I mean, Salem's had a hard time producing any sort of offense tonight. You got to stop this run from coming in with one out. Yeah, this is an easy move here.
Augusta got one in the first, one in the third. That's where we currently stand. One ball, no strikes. The pitch, he swings and tips it foul back to the screen. Evens up the count at 1-1. 2-3-0 for Augusta, 0-1-3 for Salem. Yesterday, it was a 2-1 victory for the Red Sox over the Augusta Green Jackets. One ball, one strike. And the lefty winds and fires. Swing a line drive right side, caught at second. Throw to third, in time for the double play. Maybe not a web gem, but another sparkling play defensively, and it bails the Red Sox out here in the top of the eighth.
Very impressive defense by these Salem Red Sox. Good to join you guys in the booth.
Hey, absolutely a pleasure. Absolutely a pleasure. Let's head to the home half of the eighth and Salem 2-0, the Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Who let let the dogs out.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0, the Red Sox trail the Augusta Green Jackets as it goes 5-6-7 in the Red Sox order. Marvin Alcantara, Nathan Utsin, and Andy Lugo. First pitch, he swings, rockets it straightaway center. Isaiah Drake is right there, leaps, and he makes the leaping grab for out number one.
This is insane.
Got to turn you down. We just had Anthony Romano
here. it's funny. Funny story about Romano. They say the same thing about him as I guess they say about me, which is must have something to do with being Italians from the state of New York, because remember our broadcast performance teacher, Robin Reed, was talking about how Romano is just way too darn loud on the mic.
Nathaniel Utsin bounces one foul first base side. It starts nothing at one.
And they have to turn his levels way down. Yep. Now that's when he's like on TV.
Sure.
My mic level, as you know, is way lower
typically,
than yours.
Typically, yes, because I talk quieter naturally.
So I was surprised that when I started talking, it was so loud because Romano's never quiet.
Yeah.
Different setting.
Absolutely. No balls, one strike, and McDonough deals. He swings and bounces it foul, third base side. Quickly 0-2. Well, it has been a fantastic 2 days for baseball in Salem. Great one yesterday, pitcher's duel tonight, only four combined hits, and so far, Augusta has gotten the best of Salem, but still five outs to work with, and quite a last couple 5-6 outs here at the yard. No balls, two strikes, and he curls and unfurls. He swings and tips it foul. Staying alive is Utsin. And this isn't your type of game, Gio, where you're scoring 11-10 runs, but there is still a good chunk of baseball fans that appreciate this type of game, including myself, if you mix it in with some high-scoring games as well.
I love it because the defense has been very, very
high level.
Electric.
And every time, as the 0-2 is fisted foul.
And the pitching has been, it's been an entertaining ball game despite being low scoring. And I'm ready to be in bed by 9:30.
Well, you see the, I don't know how much you saw that past inning, but Braylon Encarnacion, the E5, down at third. Marvin Alcantara, they probably should have had a double play ball. Bouncer up the middle. 0-2, misses high and away. It was the count to 1-2. They bounce one to the right side. I think Marv is thinking double play. He bobbles it. Runner advances to second. He throws to first to get the out. And then, after a wild pitch, 1-2, he swings, crushes into right. Robert Gonzalez right there and reels it in for out number two. After a wild pitch that advances the runner to third, you line one, infield's drawn in, by the way, you line one right side, and right there Marvin Alcantara makes the grab, the throw to third, runner is too far off the bag, and you double him off for, that's the third double play ball today, the Red Sox have turned.
It's been a weird game.
First pitch, and Lugo dances out of the way of first pitch fastball high and in, one ball, no strikes. 0-2 day for Lugo. Tonight, starting first baseman, the 1-0. He swings, bounces at left side. Charging Sanchez, gloves on a hop, throws across to first. And there's another 3-up, 3-down frame. Lugo retired into the ninth we go in Salem. 2-0, the Sox trail.
We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia on this gorgeous Wednesday evening for baseball in Salem. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in for game two of this six-game set. 2-3-4 in the Green Jackets order as Michael Sansone is back on the bump for any number so far on the day. This will be four of work, 3 2/3. He has not allowed a single base runner that he's given up on his own. There's been the E5 on Freddy Encarnacion, but has been fairly dominant in relief. Luis Sanchez, Wilbur Dung, and Laker Figueroa leads off the frame, I should say, for Augusta. The Green Jackets fell last night 2-1 and trying to even up this six-game set on the eve of the final day in the first half of play in the Carolina League. Lefty-on-right matchup to start the frame. First pitch from Sansone as he kicks and deals. Misses high and away on the first pitch fastball, and the count starts at a ball and no strikes. Michael Sansone, former Tampa Bay Rays farmhand, now here in Salem as the 1-0 is tipped foul, and it evens up the count at 1-1. Verdung on the day is 1-2. Check that. It does go 3-4-5, I should say. Verdung, Figueroa, and Harry Owen. He's 1-2. A lineout, an RBI single, and an RBI walk. He's got both ribbies on the day for Augusta. 1-1. There's a strike inside corner, and Verdung did not appreciate the call, but according to TrackMan, did catch the inner half of the zone, and Sansone wants to get ahead in the count. 1-2 and a lefty deals. This is low and outside on the slider. Evens up the count at 2-2. Augusta got one in the first, one in the third. And again, that's where we currently stand. 2-2, high and outside, count runs full. These two teams do it again tomorrow at 7:05 on Salem Beer Mongers Night. The Red Sox are still undefeated at home this season on Thursday evenings when they transition into their alter egos, the Salem Beer Mongers. 3-2. Trims the inside corner for strike three. And that's a big one, too. Verdung and tossed the bat. Was prancing down the first baseline, and instead, he's heading back to the dugout. There's one down.
Number four on the night for Sansone as well. He's dealing.
Now through four. Here's Laker Figueroa. 0-3 deck. A flyout, a double play. He popped up in foul ground. Starting second baseman for the Green Jackets. First pitch, he kicks and deals. So going to bounce their left side. To his left, Anderson. He collects, throws to first. And there's out number two. 6-3 put out. And here is Harry Owen. Starting catcher for Augusta. And just in case you're curious, you know, the Red Sox haven't had much life offensively. It's been the defensive showing today. But they're still only down two runs in the bottom of the ninth. And hopefully Michael Sansone can keep it right here. The first pitch to Harry Owen. He swings, cranks it straightaway center to his right, Nellie Taylor on the run, and no problem, of course, for out number three. Two up for the Red Sox, 8-9-1. Final crack, set it for Salem. as it goes McKelvey, Tucker, and Design Zenitella. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Final cracks at it for the Sox. To the bottom of the ninth we go in Salem. 2-0. The Green Jackets on top of the Salem Red Sox. 8-9-1 in the Salem order. Daniel McKelvey, Stanley Tucker, Nizan Zenitello. And Will Silva is on the bump looking for save number 2 of the season. Trying to complete the shutout for Augusta after pitching-wise, it's been fairly dominant so far today. Fastball, cutter, sinker, changeup, slider combination. A 5-pitch mix and should be a good night here at the Salem Memorial Ballpark. 16th appearance for Silva. He's 0-1. Mentioned the one save. 25 2/3 innings pitched. 36 strikeouts, and this is why he's probably in this situation. Just 9 walks and a 2.81 ERA.
What does he not do? Let him get on base.
No, absolutely not. And we haven't seen that really at all this evening. McKelvey, the starting catcher, will step in from the right side. This is just his third AB of the day. He's 0-2 with a strikeout, and he flew out to left where Boucher, the catcher, or the left fielder, I should say, made a leaping catch, crashing up against the left field wall, putting his body on the line and robbing likely a two-bagger off the bat of McKelvey.
By far the best swing by anybody tonight, really.
Here's Daniel. Righty-on-righty matchup, first pitch from Silva. A slider that sizzles just high and outside. And the count is 1-0. If you can get on base here, the tying run is on deck. That's all you need, a base runner in this situation. One ball, no strikes. It's another breaking ball that trails low and outside. And just like that, 2-0. McKelvey, 182. A homer, 7 ribbies. Behind the plate for the Salem Sox. 2-0. Check swing. Doesn't matter to strike inside corner. 2 balls and a strike. Just need one for Tucker, Zanatello, Antonio Anderson. 2-1, a breaking ball in there for a strike, inside corner. Evens up the count at 2-2. Right back in the count as the pitch is caught at the knees. And that is what makes a good pitcher great. You fall behind, you get back in the AB with 2 competitive pitches as well. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kicks and deals, and he swings and tips it foul. McKelvey stays alive. Sox winners yesterday, trying to take a 2-0 lead in the series today. A victory for Salem also secures an above 500 record in the first half of play in the Carolina League. 2-2, he swings, pops it up. Shallow left. Boucher trailing in, is there, and makes the catch for out number 1. Good AB for McKelvey, but he flies out, and there's 1 down for Stanley Tucker.
Yeah, got under it. Meant a lot of that tonight with the Sox. Still crazy. I mean, just 1 hit?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, Marvin Alcantara had that one back in the 5th. And also, by the way, just 1 base runner on the day for Salem. Not a single walk by the Green Jackets or hit by pitch. First pitch, and he sees a fastball high and away. Count starts at 1-0. That is winning baseball.
Yes.
That's what wins you ball games.
I mean, man, Carter, if you scratch off 3 errors, I don't know that the Sox are trailing right now.
Maybe not. 1-0. He swings, lifts it, right center field. To his left is Isaiah Drake, crashing in, and the right fielder Lopez, or Gonzalez rather, calls him off and makes the basket catch for out number two. So Tucker flies out, two up, two down, and the Sox are down to their final out in the form of Zanicello.
I think you trail by a run, but with all that being said, I mean, like, this is to no fault of the defense. I mean, it's crazy you've seen the amount of defensive, you know, star-studded plays you've seen and yet still three errors.
Here's Nizan, first pitch, and it just misses clipping the inside corner. It misses, and it's 1-0. 0-for-3 day for Zanicello, the eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Two strikeouts and a ground out. One ball, no strikes, and the righty deals. Check swing, doesn't matter, to strike, outside corner. One fastball, outer edge, and it's 1-1. Again, just need a base runner. If Zanicello reaches, Anderson serves as the tying run. 1-1. He swings, grounds it left side. On a hop is Olofsky. He gloves, throws across to first. It sails high, but the tag is put down by Verdung, and that will do it. How about that? In an hour and 51-minute baseball game, and the Green Jackets have evened up the series, winning it 2-0 over Salem.
This, I don't want to say the weirdest, because that's not an appropriate verb, I don't think. One of the most impressive defensive baseball games I've ever seen in person, to be honest with you. I mean, incredible. Yeah, the Sox had three errors, but you had a handful of really impressive defensive plays. Outstanding pitching. Boy, I mean, you would have liked to see the offense do a little something. Showed the life of the one hit. At least you don't get no hit, right? But other than that, dominant pitching on the other side. And wipe it clean tomorrow, but kind of a weird ball game is the best way
An
to put it.
An hour and 51 minute baseball game.
I mean, did you have that on the bingo card?
Definitely not. You don't see that.
And the Sox have been hitting the ball lately.
Not a lot of walks, not a lot of hits. That's what happens, I guess, here in the game of baseball. Well, your final score, the Augusta Green Jackets 2 and the Salem Red Sox 0, as we have yet to approach 9 o'clock Eastern time here in Salem. We'll do it all again tomorrow as the Red Sox and Green Jackets square off at 7:05, 6:40 p.m. pregame for game 3 of the 6-game set. The Beer Mongers and the Green Jackets as the Red Sox look to finish off the first half with a bang. Oh, for my broadcast partner Giovanni here, for everybody in the room to our right, for our video and audio manager Stephen Langdon, I'm Carter Hill, signing off from Salem, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great evening, everybody.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.